Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The invention of spaceflight provided humanity with a previously unknown perspective of the Earth. And as Ruth DeVries, the Denning Professor of Sustainable Development at Columbia University, explains, after more than half a century, that perspective is revealing our ability to transform the Earth's ecology on a global level.
Airline travelers glue their eyes to the window. Google Earth enthusiasts zoom from continent to continent from the comfort of their desks. We all have an urge to peer down on our planet, and recently it has become a lot easier as the technology of satellite imagery has grown. My group's research uses satellite data to see changes occurring across the tropics as people clear forests, cities expand, and farmers grow more food in more places. What is emerging from this view? It reveals a rapidly transforming planet in the pursuit of more food and other products for a growing and increasingly urban population. At this point, the pace of these changes seems determined less by sheer population growth and more by growing markets for biofuels and prosperous city-dweller diets eating more meat and eating other animal products. These trends eat up tremendous amounts of land. Our analysis of satellite data shows that those tropical countries with the most forest loss were the ones with the most rapidly growing urban populations and the most international exports of farm products. Much like the European westward sweep across the prairies of North America in the 1800s, today agriculture is poised to transform many places across the tropics, but this time the technologies include tractors, fertilizers, and high-yield seed varieties rather than hoes, plows, and horses. Is this transformation of the landscape a good thing or a bad thing? Certainly it's a good thing that people get more food and that economies can grow, but the health and environmental repercussions tell a troubling story. Tropical forests contain much of the planet's natural machinery that recycles nutrients, stabilizes climate, and provides space and food for millions of species in addition to our own. The big challenge for this century is to use the ingenuity that has made us successful up to now to produce the food and other things we need without undermining the very life support system on which we depend.
That was Ruth DeVries of Columbia University.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.